Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Ning Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua, Insights to the Daf series. Today's Daf is Yevamos Daf Yud, and the topic is Cholitz the Avimto, Chazer V'Kidsha, the problem with double dipping. This year is being learned, the Ili Nishmas, my father's Zichron Levracha, Yosef Meir ben Chaim Kofman, as well as Erez Naftali's father, Avram Shaul ben Shulam Itzamu. The Torah tells us that, in general, Eishes Ha'ach is an Isser Erva, which brings along with it a Chi of Karis. However, in a situation where one of the Achim dies without children, the mitzvah of Yibum sets in, and the deceased Ach is now Zekukalo. The deceased Ach's wife is now Zekukalo. Try saying that hard, fast 10 times. He now has 2 options. Either does Yibum marries her, as we explained over the past 2 weeks, the Isser of Eishes Ach is now Mufka removed via the Yibum, as explained by Rav Soloveitchik. The other option is doing Chalitza. Now, Chalitza will take away the Zika and allow this woman to marry somebody else. What, however, is the status of this Chalutza to the brother who did Chalitza? Does she revert back to the Eishes Ach status and once again become a Chi of Kares? Or does something else happen? Interestingly enough, the Torah tells us the following. The Yevamah will come over to him before the Zekanim. And shall remove his shoe from on his feet. The yarka b'fanav and spit before him. The ansa the amra, and she will say, "Kacha yaseh la'ish, so be done to the man. Asher lo yivnez beis achiv, he does not build the house of his brother." What do these last words of the pasuk mean? So the Gemara on Yudam Abayis explains, "Amarkra, asher lo yivne." What does it mean when the pasuk says asher lo yivne? Kaven shalobana shuvlo yivnim. Once a person decides he will not rebuild the household of his brother through the mitzvah of Yibum, he may not remarry her afterwards either. The truth is that this drasha seems to be superfluous. Why would we think there would be a havamina that he could marry the Yevama after he did Chalitza? After all, isn't she then Eishes Ach shlo b'makom mitzvah? So Tosos, Dibur Maskel Ihu on Daf Yom Abayis explains, this pasuk teaches us the following. And what do the Tosos tell us? Tosos says the following words. Iloch siv asher lo yivne, had a pasuk not said asher lo yivne, havamin I would have thought, da'afilu hu ala chalutza bekares, that the chalutza also has now a punishment of kares. Ve'hashta aiser lo yivne, so now this extra pasuk of lo yivne comes, Lenaska mikaris alav, to remove it from kares and put it into a lav. So thus we see that the yavam who does chalitza is still forbidden to marry the chalutza, albeit through a lav and not a kares. The question comes up is, what do we say about the other brothers? Are they allowed to marry this chalutza or not? Regarding this, we have the following machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara on Daf Yud tells us the following. Ismar. It was stated already. Hacholitz liyavimto v'chazer v'kitcha. One who performs chalitza with his yivama and went back and betrothed her. Amar Reish Lakish said, "Ein chayav ala chalutza kares." The brother who had earlier performed chalitza is not liable to receive kares for returning to the yivama who performed chalitza. As Tosus explains, the yibum was mafkia the iser eishes ach, but the pasuk of Asher lo yivne placed an iser lav on him. She's no longer forbidden as an Eishes Ach, although she's forbidden by a regular lav. As to what about the Achim? So the Achim, regarding the brothers, Hayavin ala Chalutza Kares. They, who did not actually perform the Chalitza, are liable to receive Kares for having relations with the Chalutza. In their case, the woman retains her status as a forbidden Eishes Ach even after the Chalitza. With regards to the Tzara of the Chalutza, the Gemara tells us the following. Although she is too is released from the Zika, since the act of Chalitza itself was not performed with her, both the brother who performed the Chalitza and the other brothers are liable to receive Kares for having relations with the Tzara, as she retains her forbidden status as an Eishes Ach. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein hu, bein ha'achim, einan chayavim, lo ala chalutza kares, v'lo ala tzara kares. Neither he nor the other brothers are liable to receive kares, nor for the chalutza, nor for having relations with the tzara. So what do we see? The Machlokas tells us the following. As far as the chalutza itself, according to Reish Lakish, the actual cholates is with a lav, the brothers are with kares, and Rav Yochanan says, there's a lav. As far as the tzaras are concerned, Reish Lakish will say both the cholates and the brothers are with kares, and Rav Yochanan will receive, says you will receive a lav. So the Gemara says, now, my time of the Reish Lakish, what's the reason of Reish Lakish? And we bring the pasuk we said before, Amar Kra, Asher lo yivne, Kevin shelo bana, Shuv lo yivne. And one does not build up his brother's house. It teaches, since he did not build up his brother's house by entering into Yibum, opting for Chalitza, he shall never build it again. This is understood not only as a negative description of the events, but also as a law against marrying this woman at any point in the future. And the Gemara relates, continues on, Ehu dekai below Yivne. It's the man who performed the act of Chalitza who's liable to receive punishment for the law of Asher lo Yivne, the prohibition of marrying his chalutza. Because for him, the isser involving kares has been replaced by the lav. Avalecha, of regarding to his brothers, where they stood before, kidekaimi kaimi, they are where they're now. In other words, just as before the mitzvah of Yibum applied to them, this woman was forbidden to them as an ashes ach, once the obligation of Yibum is removed, they're also bound by the same isser. Consequently, she's forbidden to the brothers and the potential of kares. The Allah did who dekai below Yivne. And furthermore, only regarding to her, the chalutza, is the cholates liable for lo Yivne. Hatzara kedekai mikaimi. But as far as the tzara is concerned, who did not perform the chalitza, where all the brothers stood before, they stand now. Just as before a tzara performed chalitza, she was forbidden with the potential of kares, the same applies after the chalitza, both for the man who did the chalitza and his brothers. So that's the shita of Reish Lakish. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan, mi'ika midi me'ikara, ibay haichalitz, ibay haichalitz. Is it anything possible to say the following possibility? After all, before the chalitza took place, if this brother wanted to do chalitza, he could have done chalitza. If another brother wanted to do chalitza, he could have done chalitza. Furthermore, if he wanted, he could have done chalitza on one of the wives, he could have done chalitza on the other one. So the hash dekai Allah bekares, and now all of a sudden after chalitza, there should be kares. How could the love of Eshesach return after it was nullified by the death of the childless brother? So rather, Ela'ihu shlichus de achim ka'avid. Rather, the one who does chalitza acts as a shaliach for the other brothers, and therefore he also releases her from the zika of the other brothers. Similarly, she who performs chalitza is also acting as a shaliach for the tzara, as the chalitza of one wife serves to release the other one as well. It's as if though all the brothers released all the wives, and there's no longer any prohibition that incurs kares, as the Gemara says again, Ihu shlichusa di achim ka'avid, he was being the shaliach of the brothers, Ihi shlichusa di tzara ka'avda, she is being the shaliach of the tzara. So when you look at this idea of shlichas according to Rav Yochanan, there's actually a chakira that's brought down, and the question is, what exactly is the nature of this shlichas that the brother is doing? One approach is found in Noda Bihuda, is that we're dealing with pshuto kishma'o kimashma'o. This is real shlichas. He is being the agent of the other brothers. She is being the agent of the other wives. There's another opinion, though, a tributary of Avraham and Ahara, is also brought down by several Afronim, that says there really is no din shlichas. Because Lamaisa, not everybody had to do either a chalitza or a yibum, right? Shlichas usually means, I need to do something, you do it for me. There's no chiyuv to do yibum. Rather, the case is that we need a yibum or chalitza to be done to take the zika and either break it with a chalitza or convert it into a full-fledged ishus with the kiyum and Esa and Akima, the brothers' bias. Look at it this way. We would say that it just takes one person to do it. And the one who does it is acting on behalf of the others to get the goal done, not necessarily to do the procedure. Okay, so again, the question is this a real shlichus that mamish, the brothers are acting for the other brothers? Or we're just saying that the brother is acting on behalf of the brothers to get it done, but there's no actual obligation for each one to do it there. L'may nafkamina, what would be the difference? So Zilberstein in his Chashuk Echem, it brings down the following question. And the question that Rav Zilberstein brings down is based on a halacha that we see by Hilchos Mila. And it's brought down, and it says, Minog she'avia bein omid ala moel, that the minog is that we do a bris, that the father of this baby stands by the moel, the hodio, to let him know, shehu shlucho, that he is a shliach. Kedamrina betainis, as we say in Meseches Tanis, efshar karbonal she'odom kari, who ain't omid al gabav. Is it possible that a person would bring a korban and he's not standing right over there? Well, lefichach, and therefore, he's kino ha-neviim, shebinehem, the neviim, made the following takana. Sheyimayim b'Yushalayim. And there should be the following assembly in Yushalayim. Kohanim, leviim, v'yisraelim, lo'odim, shem shluchim, shekol Yisrael. So what do we see by korbanos? The institute of Kohanim, leviim, and Yisraelim standing by the korban as the agents. What you see from here is that whenever there's a mitzvah of a shliach, when I appoint you for shliach to do a mitzvah begufo, you have to be standing over there. So this would be the nafkamina, what we have over here. If we're going to say that when the yavam is acting as a shliach, as it says in the Gemara, he's mamish being a shliach, that means all the yavamim, all the brothers, must actually be there for the chalitza. Similarly, all the tzoros have to be there for the chalitza as well. But if you're going to say that the whole procedure is just something that needs to be done by one person to get the whole thing done, so then they don't have to be there. That would be a nafkamina as far as the din is concerned. But still, let's get now to the opinion of Reish Lakish. Either way you look at Rav Yochanan, we see that the chalutza is almost acting as like the shliach of the tzara, and by accepting the chalitza on her behalf, she's also removed the Isser of Eshesach. The question is, according to Reish Lakish, why don't we apply the principle of Shlichus here as well? Shlichus is a principle that applies throughout the Torah. So I saw an answer brought down in the name by Rabbi Hanna Wasserman, who says we could explain the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan by understanding another seemingly peculiarity in the halacha of Yibum. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Beis teaches us the following. Misha Yanosu L'Shnei Nashim Umes. If a brother was married to multiple wives, passes away. The second brother needs to do either a yibum or chalitza to only one of the wives. And the second wife, who did not undergo this process, is free to remarry. This would be the case as well if there are multiple brothers. Once one brother does chalitza, she's free to marry whoever she wants and does not need to go in front of the other two brothers. Why is the case? So Rabbi Yochanan explains, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we use the shlichus model. This particular yavama who does yibum or chalitza not only has her zika removed via the action performed by the yavam, but also serves as the shliach for the other yavamos. So that's how that works. According to Reish Lakish, though, the matter works differently. When we have multiple yavamos that fall before multiple brothers, we see that each one has a zika to each brother. However, once the yavam chooses to do yibum or chalitza on one of them, it's viewed as lemafreya, or retroactively, there was never a zika between the other yavamos and the other achim. Once this is the case, according to Reish Lakish, we can't say the yavam is acting as a shliach for other yavamos, because once this act is done, it's viewed as there was never any zika. You can only act on the behalf of somebody that needs to get something done. She keeps her status as an Eishes Ach Shlobo Makom Mitzvah, which remains an Isser Karis. The source for this Hezbon Reish Lakish is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Perek Hei Halacha Hei teaches us two cases. One, a random man was Mekadesh Yavama before the brothers got a chance to do Yibum of Chalitza. Then, the Yavam did the Chalitza. Second case, a random man was Mekadesh Yavama before the brothers got to do Yibum or Chalitza, and then a brother did chalitza on one of the tzaros. In the first case, we say the kedushin is in chal, because the man was mekadesh somebody who was a kuka to a tzara. In the second case, we say it's a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan would say the kedushin is not chal, since all the Yavamos have an equal zika, and the one who accepts the chalitza is doing it on behalf of the others, then the second case would not count, as they all have an equal zika. But according to Rish Lakish, once the tzara accepts chalitza, it removes retroactively any zika that was there, making the kiddushin that the Yavama receives from the stranger valid. So thus we've seen that there's a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish as to what's the status of the Yavama who receives chalitza from one of the brothers to the other brothers, as well as the tzaros. Rish Lakish says they remain Isser Eishes Ach, because what happens is that once you pick one wife to do chalitza on, retroactively shows there was no zika whatsoever, and the status of Eishes Ach remains. According to Rav Yochanan, the status of Eishes Ach leaves, and instead we get this Tachas Asher Lo Yivneh, Kemen Shelo Bana Shul Lo Yivneh, that goes on because the Yavamos are acting as a shaliach for the other brothers, either a little shaliach or either just to get the action done. But once that's done, the zika is removed, and it's as if each one of them has done their obligation of performing the chalitza, either literally or by way of committee, thereby incurring the principle and the love of Kevin Shlobana Shulav Yivneh. Have a wonderful week, Kol Tov.